So you're going to want a pen and paper today. You just are. You know, I love for you to throw on your tennis shoes and go for a walk. I love knowing that women are walking and listening to my podcast. I'm also thrilled if you're in the bathroom, you're cooking, or you're driving. That's all amazing. But you know, I love movement and I love to know that you are moving. I love to know you're moving your body. Today, though, if you're listening to this and you're driving or you're cooking or you're taking a bath or you're on a walk, you're going to need to come back and listen because I want you to write these things down. Because not only are we diving into the three reasons women over 40 struggle with motivation, but I'm giving you the antidote. What can you do about it? Because there's something you can do about it. We don't want to stay stuck here, and you don't have to. All right, so grab those tennis shoes or grab your pen and piece of paper. Either way, you're going to want to come back and take notes. Ready? Here we go. Welcome to the Age in Reverse podcast, where we talk about how to boost energy, joy, and fun over 40, all through a faith-forward perspective. I'm Lisa Arundel, aka Lisa Lou Fitness, your dancing BFF. I'm a dancer, a lover of Jesus and coffee, a high-performance health coach, and an integrative health and fitness expert of over 31 years. After being diagnosed with autoimmune disease, congenital heart defects, degenerative disc disease, major knee issues, and more, all in my 20s, I finally decided to take back control of my health. Now, in my 50s, I have more energy than I ever did in my 20s, and I'm here to show you how to experience the same thing. If you want to remain independent, build your faith, and enjoy more energy, joy, and fun in your life, you are in the right place. Let's challenge the status quo on aging and make Act 2 our best years yet. Have you ever thought to yourself, why is it so stinking hard to get and stay motivated to fill in the blank, work out, eat right, move my body throughout the day so my joints don't hurt as much, etc.? If that resonates at all, I want you to know that you are not alone, and we're going to dive into this topic today. This is a common concern among women over 40, so we're going to touch on three reasons that you may be struggling with this and what you can do about it. Welcome to Age in Reverse. I'm so incredibly thrilled you're here. I'm fascinated with this topic simply because I find women, I recently did some market research, and it's so interesting how women feel so isolated and that they're maybe in the minority when it comes to motivation. And that fascinates me simply because so many women said the exact same thing, that they really struggled with motivation. So if you're one of those people, I just want you to know you're not alone. And I think that can actually bring a lot of comfort to know nothing's wrong with you. There are some key reasons that if you're in that over 40 age group, you may be dealing with that. So let's go ahead and dive in. The very first one is lack of support. I'm amazed when I start working with women at actually how few of them have a tremendous amount of support. Sometimes they have a great amount of support in their husbands. Sometimes they don't. Sometimes they have, you know, a lot of times actually they have family members that are just not on board, maybe because they're just on a completely different path. Health isn't a priority to them. So lack of support is a big one. Women may feel unsupported or even misunderstood in their health and fitness goals, particularly if there isn't that strong support system or access to resources such as fitness professionals or community programs tailored specifically to their needs. So what's the solution? What do you do about lack of support? First of all, not only can it feel incredibly lonely when you don't have others to support your efforts of being the healthiest version of yourself, right? But it can be downright hard to keep on without a vast amount of discipline as well. Because, you know, motivation is very much what we call an extrinsic factor. We typically get motivated from a meme or a video or someone else we see getting, you know, super healthy. It tends to be more external, whereas discipline is very internal. But to stay disciplined, sometimes we just got to be motivated to even get started. right? So there was a study conducted by the American Society for Training and Development, and it looked at how likely we are to hit our goals based on how we approach them. This is really interesting. So it started like this. If you have a goal, period, if you have a goal, expect 10% success, okay? Your goal is, I want to lose weight. I want to lose inches in my waist so that I know my heart is healthier. You know all about that. We've talked about that on here. I want to run a half marathon. I want to whatever, fill in the blank. Then you've got a 10% success rate just by having a goal. Not super exciting, 10% success rate, but there it is. If you have a goal plus you commit to it, your success rate increases to 25%. If you have a goal plus you commit to it plus you take action, well, now there's a 40% success rate. If you have a goal plus you commit to it plus you take action plus you have a plan in place, now the success rates rose to 50%. But hear this, if you have a goal and you commit to it and you take action and you have a plan and you have an expert keeping you accountable, the success rate soared from 50% to 95%. That is something to really take stock of and think, is that where I am? Do I have an expert helping to keep me accountable? So if you've been DIYing your efforts or you've been unsuccessful at gaining any ground, be honest about where you fall in those stats. Here's what I can tell you. My clients talk about how our community, our FAB community, is the one they rely on the most for support. If you have not looked at my FAB program yet, that stands for Faith Forward, Age Backward, be sure to check it out because you're going to find your goals plus your commitment plus the plan that you will have in place with my program plus the direction of the community, the core coaches, and myself will finally get you the results you are working so hard to achieve all on your own. Head there right now to lisaloufitness.com/FAB. That is with two F's because it stands for Faith Forward, Age Backward. lisaloufitness.com/FAB to check it out. Okay, so that was number one, lack of support. Number two, hormonal changes. As women age, hormonal changes, particularly during perimenopause and menopause, can lead to shifts in metabolism, which in turn downshift your energy levels and your mood. Fluctuations in estrogen and progesterone levels may affect motivation, hello, and make it harder to maintain a healthy lifestyle. I was talking to another gal recently. She's 49, she's almost 50. And she was telling me that sometimes she really struggles with motivation. She said, now, it has nothing to do with my hormones. We hadn't even talked about hormones. She just threw that out. It has nothing to do with my hormones. Sometimes I just struggle with motivation, really in the past year or two. I'm like, I didn't say this because she didn't ask my opinion, but I know it had something to do with her hormones because perimenopause, which she's fully in, that is when our progesterone and our estrogen and our testosterone, all of our sex hormones do start to shift. And it makes a difference when it comes to motivation. So what do we do? What's the solution? So this is not only common, it's normal, again, once you hit perimenopause, which can begin as early as 35. That's incredible. So many women think of perimenopause as their 40s or 50s. Ladies, it can hit as early as 35 years old. 100% of women who live long enough will go through menopause. And the good news is that there is no reason to suffer with symptoms that show up in perimenopause. And as I mentioned, along with several other hormone experts that I've had on the show over the past year and a half, make sure that you are meeting with a professional. So you want to get your hormones checked. So I know what it's like to be on the go and to not have anything to eat. And then what happens? There's the temptation to go through the drive-thru because you're just so stinking hungry. So I'm a really big believer of eating whole foods and eating actual meals instead of snacking your way throughout the day. However, Life happens, and sometimes we're not around a meal at mealtime. So I have not promoted a nutrition bar in I don't know how long. I mean, I'm sitting here trying to think, when is the last time I promoted any kind of nutrition bar? It's been a long time because so many of them on the market are glorified candy bars. They are nutrient free, not nutrient rich. So I found one that I feel so good about putting my name behind, and I'm really excited for you to try. It's by Paleo Valley, and it is their superfood bar. So it's made with certified organic antioxidant rich superfoods. It is made with 100% grass-fed bone broth protein. It's grain-free, it's gluten-free, it's soy-free, it's non-GMO. It has healthy fats, proteins, and vital nutrients. Let me read a few of the ingredients to you beyond the bone broth and everything that I just mentioned. So it has pink Himalayan sea salt, ginger, by the way, these are all organic, turmeric, acerola cherry, spirulina, blueberries, broccoli, spinach, kale, pumpkin seeds. Can you see the superfoods here? And here's what's crazy. It tastes really, really good. The red velvet, by the way, is my absolute favorite. So you can go get a discount at lisaloufitness.com/superfood. That's lisaloufitness.com/superfood. I want you to go get it. It actually comes in 4 different flavors, so you get what floats your boat. It has red velvet, lemon meringue, dark chocolate chip, and apple cinnamon. I'm just putting a little extra emphasis on the red velvet. It is just so good. One of my favorites, but go try them out. You can't go wrong with any of these. lisaloufitness.com/superfood to get your discount. But you don't want to get them checked by your GP, and really not even by your OBGYN. Why? Because I had the Gutsy Gynecologist on last month. I think her show dropped in February. And she was a conventional OBGYN before she became a functional gynecologist. And she said, we don't get training. They get minimal training on hormones, okay? So you want to meet with a professional who specializes in hormones. Check out MIDI Help, M-I-D-E Help, for online consults if you don't have someone local that you can trust. All right, you don't have to suffer through this. I don't want to see you suffering through this. And when your hormones are balanced, that can equal improved motivation. Number 3 is increased responsibilities. Gosh, y'all, over 40, it's tough. We're in a different season of life. We think when our kids are little that things are stressful, and then they get older and we're like, oh my gosh, to go back and have them little where I had any control whatsoever. Can I get an amen? Women in their 40s and beyond often have multiple responsibilities, such as caring for children still, or aging parents, or both. Managing work commitments, maintaining a household, all these competing demands can leave little time and energy for prioritizing personal health and fitness. So what's the solution? So with those 13 women that I told you I interviewed, I found out that the most common concern and roadblock to making sustainable changes in their health, and the tippy top of the ones that overlapped was overwhelm due to trying to fit it all in. Because it all, again, means work, means kids, means some of them, you know, may have gone back to school, means helping aging parents, means dealing with their own health or not, because that gets put on the back burner while we're dealing with everybody else. What's the solution? So I want you to go back and listen to episode 98 on how to get better results faster to ensure you are relieved of some of the overwhelm you're feeling when it comes to your workouts, okay? So if that's part of your overwhelm, or in your mind you're thinking, oh my gosh, there's mobility and there's strength and there's zone 2 and there's you know, how do I fit everything in? And you've mentioned sit training before, which is sprint interval training. Like, how do you get it all in? I want you to go back and listen to that, because if that's part of your overwhelm, that episode is really going to relieve you, all right? So if that's for you, all right? But here's something you can do no matter what. I want you to not only say this out loud, but maybe even write it on your mirror, on a piece of paper, put it on your mirror if overwhelm is a big deal to you. Today, I'm going to improve by 1 100%. The theory of this mindset is that as women, we tend to be all or nothing. Relate to that at all? I know that's me. That is my personality. We're all or nothing. We're either all in or we're all out. What happens with this is it sets us up for failure right off the bat, since life is happening constantly. I discuss this very topic and ways to work around it in our last episode, episode 105. So go back and listen to that one as well. But when we feel like we have to be all in and things do get crazy, i.e. life happens, then we feel like failures, which perpetuates a negative mindset towards ourselves. So if you're in that season of shifting sand and you feel like you can barely gain any ground, aim to improve by 1% a day. So what can this look like? What does that even mean? Let me break down a few examples for you. Here's one. Today, I'll start with a breakfast packed with 30 grams of protein. Boom. 1% better. You did one thing to move the needle forward on your health. Because like I talk about a lot on here, most women are not eating enough calories, period. We are under eating. And we are definitely under eating protein. And because that's such a big one, maybe you are just going to start with a 30 gram of protein breakfast tomorrow, today. Okay? Another way that this can look. Today, I'll stop eating 2 to 3 hours before bed instead of snacking late. Boom, 1% better. Today, I'll throw my shoes in the car and walk right after lunch instead of heading straight back to work. That's a 1% improvement. Or maybe going back to that first example, maybe protein is a huge battle and you need to commit to doing it consistently and build a habit. So your 1% better may be a commitment to doing it every single day for a month. Every day you're consistent, that's 1% better than where you're coming from. So you get the idea. Just do something today that you didn't do yesterday that is moving you closer to improved health, and then just aim to build on it. I hope this, I hope if you're one of those, like some of these women that I interviewed, where you're feeling like it's just me, something's wrong with me, lack of motivation, I know there's things I need to be doing, but I'm not doing it. I want you to know you're not alone. This is very, very, very common. And hopefully those reasons also gave you some peace going, oh, there's actually a reason behind it. It's not because I'm lazy. That's another word I hear a lot. It's not because I don't care. I know you care. You care or you wouldn't be listening to this podcast, right? If you're listening, you care. So this bump, mama, like you care. I know that. I see you, okay? But there are some really key things in place that are very real. And when you understand them, and then when you understand what to do about them, I gave you very practical things to do in each of these categories. Maybe go back and write them down, listen again. Then that empowers you to, number one, give yourself some grace. I mean, we're just so stinking hard on ourselves. But number two, to actually make some improvements. Because I don't want to see you stuck here. It's one thing to go, oh, okay, well, that makes sense that I'm there. Yes. Okay, now what are we going to do about it? We don't want to stay here. We don't want to stay here, right? So, you know, I used to say that knowledge is power, and I just do not believe that anymore. Knowledge is knowledge. Action is power. That is where you see transformation. So make sure that you're not, I tell my clients this all the time, don't just be a consumer. You can hear all the information. You can read all the books. You can watch all the videos. But if you're not putting feet to what you're learning, it kind of just stays stuck in your head. Action is power. So get out there and let's create some action, even just 1% better every day. Thank you so much for being here. You mean everything to me, and I will see you next time. Hey, thank you so much for being here with me today. And depending on which platform you're listening on, be sure you're either following or subscribe so that the latest episodes are really easy to find. And if you have a moment and you found value here, it would mean everything if you could take just a moment and leave a 5-star review for this podcast so that I can get the message out to more women. Thanks again for being here, and I will see you next time. Thank you.